You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Spooner man is facing felony charges after being accused of leading law enforcement officers on a high-speed chase in January. According to court documents, 20-year-old Hunter Sutton was charged in Washburn County in relation to the alleged January 1st chase. Law enforcement officers say Sutton reached speeds of up to 100 miles per hour while evading the pursuing officers. Authorities later posted photos of the vehicle on their social media pages, asking community members to help them identify the owner of the vehicle. A woman was killed in a snowmobile crash in Douglas County over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, Dana Wolf of Eau Claire was riding a snowmobile on Trail 24 in Brule on Friday afternoon at around 3:30 when she collided with a tree. Authorities say people in Wolf's group told them that she had sped past them shortly before the crash, and they saw the aftermath when they caught up. Wolf was reportedly wearing a helmet at the time of the crash, but authorities believe speed and alcohol were factors. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and some of her colleagues are demanding answers from the Social Security Administration over how much access Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency has. Senator Baldwin has expressed serious concerns over access to personally identifiable information and an apparent disregard for privacy laws, regulations, and procedures. The group is seeking answers on how much access DOGE has, how they're using that information, and how the agency is protecting residents from having their data used improperly. One person was killed in a single-vehicle crash in Polk County on Tuesday morning. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on County Highway I near Indian Point Lane in the town of Georgetown at around 9:45 a.m. Authorities say the truck was traveling south when it crossed the center line and left the roadway, hitting a driveway and flying into nearby trees. The driver was pronounced deceased at the scene when authorities arrived. Authorities believe speed and slick road conditions were factors in the crash. Hundreds of Wisconsinites gathered outside Senator Ron Johnson's office in Madison on Tuesday to protest possible cuts to Medicaid in the Republican House budget proposal. Their budget proposal includes over $880 billion in cuts to the committee that oversees Medicaid. In Wisconsin and across the country, Republican representatives have faced spirited crowds at town halls, voicing their concerns over the potential cuts. Some have even agreed with their constituents that cuts to Medicaid programs would be a mistake. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin has joined another legal coalition of states, this time filing an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court over Affordable Care Act protections. According to a press release, the coalition is asking the court to protect access to critical preventive care that millions of Americans receive through the ACA. A lower court previously found that the structure of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is unconstitutional, which could impact access to no-cost preventive care for low-income Americans. A Duluth man has been sentenced to nearly 20 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and fentanyl. According to court documents, 34-year-old Jonathan Eric Thompson was sentenced to 210 months in prison and 5 years of supervised release on the charge on Wednesday. Thompson was arrested in November of 2023 when law enforcement authorities executed a search warrant at his apartment, recovering around 850 grams of methamphetamine and 568 grams of fentanyl. As warmer weather spreads throughout the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to remove their permanent ice shanties from inland and boundary waters. According to a press release, the permanent ice shanties must be removed from the Wisconsin-Minnesota boundary waters before March 1st and from Lake Superior and inland waters north of Highway 64 by March 16th. Portable ice shanties will still be allowed following those deadlines, but must be removed when they aren't being actively used. Republican state lawmakers are seeking co-sponsorship for legislation that would direct the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to conduct a study identifying potential locations for nuclear power plants. The study would seek to identify potential new sites and opportunities to expand nuclear power generation at existing facilities. The agency would also need to cut 30 days off of the standard 180-day approval process for facilities with an advanced nuclear reactor. Wisconsin currently only has one operational nuclear facility. A recent study conducted by Texas Electricity Ratings found Wisconsin as one of the lowest average electric costs in the country. Wisconsin ranked fifth for lowest average cost of electric bills at roughly $119 per month. Utah, New Mexico, Colorado, and Illinois were the only states to rank higher, with Utah's average electric bill coming in at just $93. Researchers used data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration as part of their analysis into varying utility costs for people considering relocation to a different state. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks' shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-97. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. HBO's new show, The Pit, appears to be a big hit. Even Stephen King took to social media to profess his passion for the show. Michael Crichton's widow, Sherry, is suing the show, saying it is a ripoff of the Crichton-created ER, a highly rated show from the 1990s starring George Clooney and Noah Wiley. Wiley is also one of the stars of Pit, and ER executive producer John Wells is a creative force behind the show. They've both been named in the lawsuit. If you're sitting around wondering when the Wayans brothers will grace the silver screen together again, I feel sad for you. Marlon and Sean Wayans have announced that the two will star in White Chicks 2. Most of you probably remember the first White Chicks as a movie you wanted to avoid at all costs. Critics thought so too, as the film pulled only a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. But there were people who couldn't get to the theater and empty their pockets fast enough. Enough people did, because White Chicks had a successful run as it pulled in over $100 million. 21 years later, an unholy sequel is about to be born. Fans of Justin Bieber have taken to social media to voice their concern for the singer. Bieber's recent public appearances have shown him looking disheveled, gaunt, and exhausted, prompting rumors that the pop star is using drugs again. Bieber says he is overtired because he actively parents his newborn son and has been holding late-night recording sessions. Reps for Bieber have adamantly denied that the pop star is using hard drugs again. More to come, I'm sure. Evel Knievel was one of the most popular motorcycle stuntmen in the world, and at times was even successful. According to Puberty.com, Leonardo DiCaprio is in talks to play Knievel in a new biopic. Legend has it that over the course of his career, Knievel broke 433 of the 205 bones in his body. In 1971, Evel Knievel jumped his motorcycle over 19 cars, a record that stood until it was finally broken in 1998 by none other than... no idea. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothy Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers are likely this morning, and then it is going to be mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 45 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, 42. On Friday, partly cloudy and windy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.